Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
The newly crowned Miss Wagga Wagga, Zoe Martin, and the newly crowned community princess, Maddie Smith.
Welcome
along. Hey.
Thank you.
How are we doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Now, how was Saturday night?
Yeah, incredible. I think we're still a little bit shocked. I don't know how to feel yet, but we're getting there.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
Both of you, tell me that moment where your names were read out, that initial reaction, what was that like on Saturday night?
Well, my knees collapsed. I didn't expect it at all, so...
Wow. Yeah, no idea how to feel. And when everyone's just standing there watching you and you're going, oh, my goodness, what do I do now?
And then you have to give a speech. Ooh.
Yeah, and I guess it's hard to give a speech if you weren't expecting to have to give
no,
one.
No, come then on. You guys prepared speeches, didn't you?
They make everyone prepare a speech just in case. But then you sort of go, oh, I'm never going to have to read this. It'll be right.
So your speech, guys, it said, look, I'd like to thank my mum. But also like to thank Potsy and Leighton for all
of course. Yep. Yeah. Thank all our sponsors.
Yes. There's preparing a speech and then there's actually having to deliver it though. So delivering it when you're sort of on cloud nine must have been a little difficult. It's been a busy period as an entrant for you both and for all of the girls that went through the quest this year. But it's going to get real busy for the two of you now. What's in store for the next 12 months? What's going on?
Well, Sarah and Jess announced on Saturday that they'd attended 123 events in the past 12 months.
Wow.
So it's our challenge to beat that, I think. They put the challenge out there. But yeah, we're just waiting to see what events have come in. At the moment, we're having a meeting tonight to discuss the events, so we'll go from there. But yeah, I'd say it'll be a very busy year.
What events that you know that they attended last year that you think, oh, I so want to tick that off the bucket list, I want to do that?
Well, all sorts of things. Apparently mayoral receptions are really great.
Is that
apparently
right?
They're good fun.
Okay, sure.
But we've got a lot of Christmas parties first up, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for one of the first ones we've been invited to. It's the Defence Christmas Treat. So I was going already.
Look, you're going to be very, very busy. And, of course, one of the things that you're going to have to sort out, girls, is Wagga Wagga Takes Two, because the committee always keeps a spot open for the Miss Wagga Wagga Quest. So last year we got both. So I'll let you sort that out.
We've already started this
up. Are you already working on songs, are you? Cool. Very good. Very good.
Yes, one of you will be involved. So
at least one.
Will you be tapping into the experiences of Sarah and Jess, what they've just gone through over the last 12 months? You'll obviously be having a chat to them.
Definitely. They're very, they've got a lot of experiences to share, which is great. And luckily, they're very available to us to discuss those things and what we need to do.
And not that I want to make your job even any harder than what it is, but big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
Both girls. Big shoes to fill. They were
not wrong.
They were really great ambassadors for the city, as I'm sure you girls will be. Where's the trip? Where are you guys off to?
We're not actually sure yet. It'll either be Kunming in China or Nördlingen in Germany.
Okay.
Yeah.
Righto. Well, that'll be good. And that's in the middle of the year, next year or something?
A bit later, I think. Yeah. Normally about September-ish.
Yeah. Right. Now, you're both very busy in your professional roles. Obviously, Zoe, you with the Defence Force, and Maddie with the Cancer Council. How are you going to juggle everything around?
Yeah, you didn't think that through, did you? Hey!
I think we're lucky that both of our workplaces are quite supportive of the Miss Wagga Quest and everything that we're doing, and they're very proud of us in what we have done. So
you can take an hour or two off in the middle of the day to go to functions.
And we can certainly ask.
Cut ribbons.
Oh, good stuff. Look, absolutely sensational for both of you. Congratulations on being crowned on Saturday night. The last couple of days, now that got pretty heavy, isn't it? There was a judging process on Friday.
Yes.
Yeah. What was that all about? What did you have to do there?
We sat a board interview type thing, so like a job interview where they asked us questions about ourselves, politics, and
Australia's geographical location and how that affects us. Like,
right, that's pretty deep.
Okay.
So that was Friday morning for a couple of hours or something.
Yeah. Took a while. Yeah.
All right. So the last couple of days of being an entrant were pretty tough. and now, of course, 12 months ahead of you representing the city in your respective roles. So, look, congratulations, well done, and all the best for the next 12 months ahead. It's going to be very, very busy, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot more of you anyway.
I'm a bit disappointed that you guys didn't bring the crowns in.
Oh, if we could, we would, I promise.
Oh, you weren't allowed to.
What, you left them at the Vic? Or...
I thought that you'd break them, so I wouldn't break them,
but I'd certainly wear them.
All right, thanks for coming in, girls, and good luck for the 12 months ahead. We wish
you well. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, our new Miss Wagga Wagga Zoe Martin and our new community princess Maddie Smith. Thanks,
we
girls, for coming in.
Worthy.
And good luck for the 12 months ahead. You're going to be very busy.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.